Well, are y'all ready this morning? Everybody's good? I'm hoping I get to share. Kathy says, well, you share? And I hope I get to share. Like I went to Celia, God changed the whole thing. I'm sitting there sharing, and I'm like, Lord, I don't have to preach, and I don't know what to do because they're stealing what you gave me. And I'm just like, and then we just... It was just one of them days, Kenny. It was just fun, and I think we're fixing to see God just where He's going to interrupt our agendas. Tremendously, He's going to interrupt our agendas, you know. And so, y'all turn to Colossians chapter 1. I think we're actually going to start that direction. The other day, too, before I start reading in Colossians, you know, in Psalms 91, it says, He who abides in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And God said, I want you to really cultivate my presence in your life. Because He said, when you're cultivating my presence in your life, He said, you're going to be in the right place at the right time. And He said, you're going to recognize the strategy and deceits of Satan, and you're not going to let him steal your peace and your joy. And now, men, I got a question for y'all. Do sometimes you think that your wife does not think the Holy Spirit's getting through to you and she volunteers a little bit of encouragement? Come on, guys. Is it true? Yeah. I thought this before I left the house this morning, and me and Kathy stopped in Lano for the facilities, and she said something, and I said, do you think the Holy Spirit can't get that through to me? She said, sometimes I think you don't listen to the Holy Spirit. So just know that your helpmate is another voice of the Holy Spirit. Just be convinced of that, then take it that way, and try to be receptive and willing and obedient, and don't say nothing smart aleck back. And it will save you a bunch. It will bunch. When she's listening to Chip the other day, Embrace Your Place, and I was maybe being a little negative about some things and how do you not, you know, she's saying, you need to embrace it. It's God, not you. It's about God, not about you. And I'm like, I'm trying to just kind of like that, you know? And so the other morning she says, Roger, she said, did you have a good time with the Lord this morning? And I'm like, yes, I did. She said, well, did you listen to Him? I said, I don't think He told me what you wanted Him to tell me. But I said, yes, I was listening. You know, I know you guys are never that way. So anyway, we're not going there with the women on that at all. None whatsoever. Are y'all in Colossians chapter 1? Okay, let's start in verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae. Let's just say, to the saints and faithful brethren who are here in Williamson County Cowboy Church this morning. That's us. Verse 3, we give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you, as it has also in all the world, and is bringing forth fruit. The word of God always brings forth fruit. The word does never return void. It produces what God intends for it to produce if we open our mouth and plant the seeds. Okay? As it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth, as you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, who also declared to us your love in the Spirit. So I can back up and say, as you also learned from Ricky, Howdy, Corey, as we're speaking, we're all on the same page. We're always going in that same direction. Verse 9, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of His Son, in whom His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, which we just partake of, the forgiveness of sins. Now, I'm going to go back to verse 9. For this reason, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you be filled. First word, filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I got to get on the right page, my notes. I got lots of notes. Filled. When we're filled, y'all know this, when we're filled with something, we're full. We got it. When we're filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, we know who we are, we know what is ours, and we refuse to accept anything less than that right there. When we're filled up with the knowledge of the wisdom of God, when we're filled up with the Word of God, we begin to meditate on, we think about it, we praise, and God inhabits our praises. I want to be full to overflowing. And I'm not going to story to you and tell you that some days I let the tank drain down a little bit. But me and Alan were talking before church, you know, and just talking about, you know, 2 or 3 days. I don't remember when I went 2 or 3 days, howdy, without that constant communication with the Lord. I mean, I'd be throughout the day, but that morning time, that time of going in there, like, you know, I guess with all these new green deal cars, you know, we can go plug them in. Well, go get plugged in of a morning and get the battery charged up so that it's full for the day. We got to get in the presence of the Most High God. We got to stay in His presence. We got to get plugged in to the Word of God and let Him fill us up. And then we got to be willing and obedient to carry out throughout the day what the Word told us to do. If we're going to expect of a morning, we're going to expect God to be a part, we have to let Him be the part. We have to let Him do what the Word says it would do. But 2 or 3 days without that, and I'm going to tell you what, I think it's worse than before you were saved. Because you get grouchy, irritable, and you just raise people from the dead. You raise the old man right back up. There's a lot of you think you've never raised somebody from the dead. You've raised somebody from the dead. It wasn't the proper one, the one that God was desiring for us to raise, but we've done it. It happens. But to be effective, to be who we're supposed to be, to know that I'm in the right place. And I'll be honest, you know, since we've moved, and I'm not totally thrilled with some days where God has me physically living. And I'm thrilled about the things He has us doing. And a lot of the things that go along with it. But just the other day, I'm telling Kathy, I said, I don't like this place. She said, well, it's not about you. It's about God. Okay. That wasn't exactly probably the way I said it. But y'all know what I mean. I tell you what, every one of us get there. Because that's a strategy and deceit of Satan when he tries to make us think it's about what we want and not what God wants. Amen. And so if we can get focused on that and say, okay, God, I'm willing and obedient. You know, I'm having a little trouble with the willingness some days, but I'm working on it. And he said, that's a start. You know, God's so gracious. He said, that's a start. He said, begin to embrace where I have you. Just begin to be what I want you to be today. And don't let, he said, all these things that have no eternal consequences, quit letting them irritate you. He said, put them down. We have opportunities every day to demonstrate the goodness of God. But somebody can get under our skin and they don't get the goodness of God. They get the wrath of Rusty. And God's saying, you know what? That steals your ability, it plugs your ears. And it blinds your eyes. And he said, if you're going to get off in that, I can't help you. He said, because you just closed your ears to my voice. You've just put these real dark glasses on, so you just see what you want to see. And, you know, God's going to be honest with us. And so, he already knows that we weren't happy with it. So we ain't going to hide it from him. He knows that. He's saying, get happy. Get over it, sucker. You know? He said, just look, I've got a job for you. And you're part of my family and you're part of my kingdom. And this is where I need you to be. And he said, I want you to abide in my presence. So he's telling us, you know, right there, he said, that we be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That number two, we may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. So, walking worthy, radical commitment of will, affection, and disposition to pleasing Christ. You know what? If we don't embrace our place, as Chip says, we will have no radical commitment to pleasing God. We're like, we're going to want to please ourselves, the flesh. And, you know, we all got to remember, we're spirit beings. When we got born again, our spirit got born again. We have a mind, our will, and our emotions. We're a spirit being, having a soul, living in our body, in a body. This is just an earth suit. But that soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. I got news for you. They didn't get born again. Whenever our spirit man got born again, I don't notice them getting born again because they're still wanting to do. The spirit man's trying to lead us in the right direction, but the mind, the will, and the emotions are arguing with us. And trying to pull us off in these directions. So we've got to cultivate the renewing of the mind, the will, and the emotions to where we bring them into line with the spirit man that's got born again and is trying to give us true life. It's trying to keep our body well, our family intact. It's trying to do all kinds of things. Listen, we all know that the pressure is going to be there. The attacks are going to come. But I'm firmly convinced, I shared this with Alan too before church this morning. I'm fully persuaded that if we cultivate, if we get plugged into the battery every morning, whatever time of day you do it, if we get plugged in and we stay in that relationship in constant communication with God, keeping ourselves acquainted with Him and His Word, that we're going to recognize those when they come. And we'll know, because we know it's coming to steal our peace and our joy. And with no peace and no joy, we're not in the presence of God. Because it's peace and joy in the presence of God. And he's saying, so if you'll stay there, then you're going to walk in that peace and in that joy. And then you're going to have a mind that and ears to hear and eyes to see. And that mind's going to be clear. And we're going to cast down those imagination thoughts that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. And we're going to bring every thought into captivity. But it's up to us to cultivate that. It's not, God's not just going to, He doesn't just zap us when we get saved. Say, okay, you got all of it. No, the work begins. We're a work in progress. We're supposed to progress, not regress. We're not a work in regression. We're a work in progression. And we got to progress. We got to keep going forward. We got to keep moving in. And not get discouraged when we have days that, you know what? We just threw our sucker in the dirt, and God laughed, and he said, I'll give you another sucker in the morning. Probably give you one right. He said, right now, just pick that one up, clean it off. I don't know that that's how he would do it, but, you know, I relate to all those things like that. I mean, it's just like, you know what? It's just, that's life. God, we're here on this earth. We're to occupy till Jesus comes. We're going to deal with junk. We're going to deal with poop. We're going to deal with, you know, it says, where is it talking about? I give you authority over all the creeping things there in Genesis. You know, exercise your dominion over all creep. There's a lot of creeps. We deal with a lot of creeps every day. But we need to deal with them according to God's way of dealing with them. The darkness is getting darker, but I'm telling you, the glory's risen upon you. And unless you put a shade over it, it will shine. Unless we choose to suppress it, it will shine. And people will come to the light. They want to. They're so confused. They're so demented. I walk just the other day. I don't know. We were at a region rodeo yesterday with our grandkids. And, you know, I watch people, Howdy. I like to watch people. And it's really sad how much fear people walk in today. I mean, they're scared of everything, you know, everything. You know, that's all people talk. It's out there in the world. We're to be different. They've got to see a difference in us. He said, we're the light of the world. He said, let your light so shine before men that they see the good works of my Father. That's who we're supposed to be. We got to cultivate it. We can't get caught up in all that stuff. We got to be renewing that mind, that will, and that emotions. Okay, that was walking worthy. Radical commitment of will and affection and disposition to pleasing Christ. Fruitfulness, growth in godly knowledge, divine empowerment, and thankfulness. I just think, man, you know, I like that radical commitment. The older I get, I like to be radical about some things. I like for somebody to notice that that guy's a little bit off out there. I want them to think, you got to watch him. Because I want to be in the presence of the Lord to where, you know what, man, you walk in a room, people, you know, they're not noticing us. They're noticing the presence of God on us. Amen. And in us, radiating from us. Because that's what will quicken their spirit that is dead at the moment. But we will start to bring it to life. And it will cause people to question. And we have the answers. But we got to know. And we got to talk about them. And we got to cultivate them. We got to bring them to our remembrance. Okay, verse 11. Strengthened with all might according to His glorious power for all patience and longsuffering with joy. Strengthened with all might. Made strong to be able. Supernatural. To be mighty, to experience the presence of God. When we strengthen ourselves in the Word and in the Lord, we're going to experience the very presence of our God. We're going to, I don't even like when, you know, some prayers, you know, like, I want it to be first tense, personal, me and Jesus, like I'm talking to God and Jesus. I don't want to say, you know, some of them, I don't know how to say it, but it's a personal thing. It's a relationship. In Job 22:21, I keep myself acquainted with God that I may be in constant communication with Him. Thereby good comes to me and I receive instruction from His mouth. I want to stay in that. Keep myself acquainted with God. The Word of God is Jesus. Jesus is the Word. He came in the flesh. He gave us His Word. And God gave us the Word. And He said, keep it before your eyes and in your heart. Meditate on it. Think about it. Talk it. Speak it. Plant the seeds throughout the day. And again, please, you know, immediately, we all know whenever we make a mistake, where we fail, and we didn't plant the Word, we planted something that was, we dug it up. That's better. You know, we didn't, not that we planted something else, but we've been planting the Word that morning, and you walk out of the house, and immediately the enemy, he's like, I'm going to get him for the day. You know, he's been in there thinking he's holy when he walked out of that place. He said, I'm going to throw something in front of him, going to trip him up. But I used to think, man, how can you walk out the door and then something come out of your mouth that's totally contrary to what you just prayed or talked? God said, you got to keep thinking about it. You got to recognize that that was a strategy to seize Satan. And he said, so speak my word over it. You know. But the flesh is going to say that mind and will and emotions that's being renewed, it's a work in progress, it's constantly being renewed. It's like it's got other plans from the old dead man. And they try to rise up. Don't get under condemnation. Say, no, 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 no. I'm not going there. I'm not going to let that steal my joy. I'm not going to let that steal my peace. That don't make no difference. When we start, as Ron told Corey, you need to get that I don't care attitude. You know, like when that stuff's there that's not of God, we need to say, I don't care about that. You know, where we moved to, Kathy and I, you know, we're horse people. And we rodeoed all our lives and we've had, you know, the places we moved to and we bought, the main condition, qualification of that place was the ground. It had to be good ground to rope and run barrels in. Well, I'm going to tell you what, where we live right now, it's the worst you've ever seen. When it rains, it's sticky and there's rocks everywhere. And I've let that, and the Lord said, until you just think that don't matter and let me show you what to do, you're going to let them rocks tick you off every morning. I walk out the door and look at all them rocks and I'm thinking, gee whiz. This is a never-ending deal. They grow faster than grass does. So Joni, I'm cultivating this expectancy of God bringing something to help move all of them out of the way. But in the meantime, he's saying, to your attitude. Guys, those are just strategies and deceits of Satan that's going to steal our joy and our peace, and it makes us ineffective because those are the things we begin to meditate on and think on instead of the Word. And so if we'll get focused and we're going to meditate, we're going to strengthen ourselves with all might, then we become supernatural. We have supernatural ideas from God to get us out of situations and circumstances He didn't want us in, but to be the overcomers He created us to be where He's placed us to be as we fill our spot. Okay? Y'all good? Y'all encouraged? Good. Okay. Let's see. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in a qualified, competent, sufficient, entitled, authorized, enabled. When He qualified us, He enabled us, He qualified us. In other words, He gave us everything that pertains unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him. He qualified us to be who we're supposed to be, where we're supposed to be, but we got to cultivate that. We got to stay plugged into the battery, keep ourselves acquainted with God so that we stay at peace. And good comes to us. We receive instruction from His mouth. We hear His voice. We keep our eyes. We got eyes to see. And the Lord says, nope, stop, wait. And that flesh is saying, man, won't knock that down. And God said, wait. I got a better way. And God will bring that along. You know, I won't go there yet. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. But qualified. We're qualified. Say, I'm qualified. We got to believe we're qualified. We got to expect that qualification every day as we renew our mind. We expect to stay qualified to fill that spot. Okay, let's go on. Qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He at verse 13. He has delivered us from the power of darkness to convey us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. Delivered and conveyed. Listen to this. Transferred from the power and authority of darkness into the power and authority of the kingdom of God. That is where we abide. If we choose to abide in the secret place of the Most High, to stay under the shadow of the Almighty, we've been conveyed into the kingdom of God. And the power of darkness no longer, that does not have any power over us unless we give it to Him. We have to maintain that relationship. We have to maintain that and stay in that right there, knowing that we've been delivered and conveyed. That's our covenant with God. That's what we put in remembrance, reminded ourselves of this morning. Whether it's a physical thing, we're not under the power of darkness. If it's a mental thing, if it's a social thing, if it's a family thing, if it's a material, financial, whatever. We are not to live under the power of darkness. We've been conveyed and delivered. We have to believe that we've been conveyed and delivered. We must be Romans 4:21-22 there. It says that Abraham was fully persuaded that what God promised he was able to perform. And it's like we can't perform it. We can't change. We're not going to call someone, you know, my oldest son is very, I don't know if you call it analytical. He goes places I don't even go. I mean, when he's, you know, studying things, I'm like, why would you want to look at that? But I don't say that, Sharon, I don't say that at all no more. I'm like, why would you even want to go there? You know, can't you just see that God delivers us? God set us free? You know what I mean? And his walk's good. I mean, he's solid and strong. But he likes to study out things that I'm like, I got no interest in. Howdy. I'm like, you know what? I believe. I like the Brooks and Dunn song. I believe. Yeah. If it's written in red, I believe. The Word of God, I believe the Word. I believe God's for me and not against me. I believe God's given me everything that pertains unto life and godliness. But you know, as much as we say we believe those things, we can use our kids as illustrations, you know, for those of us that have kids. we've given them things to keep them from going through things that they, we didn't desire for them to go through, but they chose to go through it anyway. We do the same stupid stuff. We think they're dumb sometimes. We're adults. And we do the same stupid things because God said, I've given it to you. But this, you got to get a hold of it. You got to take the promised land. We got to be doers of the word in every sense of the way. Not hearers only, but do it. Talk it. Think it. Meditate on it. Refuse to settle for anything less because we've been delivered and conveyed. We've been strengthened. We've been qualified. We've been given everything that pertains unto the life and to life through the knowledge of God. So I want to give you a couple words for a bunch of y'all. Well, most everybody in here has heard Trey Johnson. And he's to me, there's just nobody like Trey. You know, I mean, in so many ways. A few weeks ago, we were at a barrel race in Stephenville one weekend, and Trey was doing, they also had a team rope in that up at the old Lone Star, and we were down at 377. And Heather and Chloe were at the barrel race, and Trey's roping the team rope, and he was doing church Sunday morning. And it was at 9:30, and I was excited because the barrel race didn't start till noon, so we got to go hear Trey speak. Now, howdy. How many people at a team roping on a Sunday morning for a 30-minute service hand out 6 pages of notes? Everybody, Alan, that walked through down to sit in the bleachers got 6 pages of notes. And I'm like, how does he do that? You know, he's not still long enough to put together 6 pages of notes. But he preached that morning, and man, it was awesome. It was good. Of course, he went pretty fast, and he skipped a little bit. And he said, I'm skipping this and this. You're going to have to go. So I get home, and I got the notes out. I'm reading, and I'm like, I texted him the next day. I said, hey, man, this like, can I have your permission to use this? This is like, it just really fits in with a whole lot that God's showing. And he texted me and said, go for it, And I mean, and I'm so thankful. But it was the main message was on focus and awareness. Just what we've been talking about this morning. And focus is our ability. This is trade. This is not, okay? Focus is our ability to zero in on the task at hand. We got to get focused on where God would have us to be going. What he's got us to be doing, and we're going to say, okay, this is it. And then awareness is our ability to recognize when we're getting off track and refocus back on what we set out to do. Getting off track is the same as distracted. We're off track. We're not to be off track. God doesn't want us to be off track. God wants us to be right in the middle of what he has for us to do, but he wants us to succeed. And we are. He said, I've delivered you, I've conveyed you, I've qualified you, I've strengthened you. Now be a partaker of it. Cultivate it, nurture it, so that we walk in that. Because I'm telling you, we got, even though the young people, we're fixing to see so many things come through them, we have a major part in this awakening that's taking. This awakening is here. And I know as much as the news people like to tell you, it ain't. The only thing they think awakening is, let's just not go there. They're bad. They ain't awake. They're in some sort of coma. The news people and a few others. And I'm just not going to go there today. I'm so thankful for you guys that have got the anointing that's on each one of you and the desires that you have to please the Father. And we need to remind ourselves to help each other cultivate that relationship. So, with every head bowed and every eye closed, Father God, I thank you today, right now, for your word that's truly life and health and healing to all our flesh. Father, there might be someone here today that's, man, they're just, their spirit got awoken today, that they are, have the opportunity, can bring themselves back and have their spirit reborn and brought back into the kingdom of God that you desire for them to walk in. Father, we know that you've told us that we've all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But if we believe if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that, Father, you raised him from the dead, we can be saved, sanctified, and delivered. We got to repent. Father, repentance. You know, John the Baptist came saying, repent and be baptized, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. And guys, we got to repent, be baptized in water and in the Holy Ghost. And then we got to repent first and say, man, I want to turn from the life that God didn't give me, that the enemy's tried to put on me, and I'm going to walk out what God's got for me to walk out. So if today you've got that heart of repentance is rising up in you, and you're wanting to become put back into your rightful position that God designed and created you to fill, because He formed you in your mother's womb, each one of us, and He knew us before He formed us. He had plans and a destiny for each one of us. So if today you're here and you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through me. We have to believe on the name of Jesus. I don't believe there's a person, I don't believe there's anything walking this earth that don't believe in God, but they may not believe in Jesus. You want to believe in Jesus. So if that's you today, we're all going to pray a prayer, and we're asking you to pray that prayer with us so that your spirit man can be born again, and you can begin to renew that mind, that will, and my emotions and emotions to the life that God has for you. So we're all going to pray this prayer, and we're asking you to pray it with us. Say, Father God, thank you today for sending Jesus. I believe you sent Jesus to buy back my salvation, to put me in right relationship with you, to forgive me of my sins, and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. So I believe in my heart that Jesus is your Son, that He came to deliver me, sanctify me, and set me free. I believe, Father, that you raised Him from the dead, and I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, to come into my life, to be my Lord and Savior. I give you my life. From this day forward, I fulfill the destiny that you created for me to fulfill. In Jesus' name, amen. With every head bowed and every eye closed, if today was your day to make Jesus the Lord of your life, I will not embarrass you, but the Bible says if you'll confess me before men, I'll confess you before the Father. So all I'm going to ask you to do, the ushers have Bibles, and I'm just going to count to three. And if you accepted Christ today, I want you to just raise your hand so I can get you a Bible and welcome you to the kingdom. Ready? One, two, three. Anybody? Anybody? Okay, y'all look up. Hey, guys, say this. I don't know how much fun y'all have, but I had a blast. Every day, knowing how much God, as you spend that time and getting charged up, you realize how much God really loves you, even when you do stupid stuff. He still loves you. You can't make Him not love you. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And so when we realize that, it's like we want to be quick to repent. We want to be quick to stay under this, in the secret place of the Most High and under His shadow. And so if this week, man, go from there knowing, cultivating that, and don't give up on yourself. God's never given up on us. He will not. We don't lose till we quit, you know. Vince Lombardi, Howdy probably knows, I don't remember, they talked to him something about, I think it was him, one of them super football coaches, you know. And they said, well, you lost the game. He said, we didn't lose the game, we just run out of time. There you go.